The Book of Guinness, Chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form, and the void and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called light day, and darkness he called night. And the evening were the first day. And God said, "Let there be ferment in the midst of the water, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the ferment and divided the waters which were under the ferment from the waters which were above the ferment, and it was so. And God called the ferment heaven, and the evening, and said the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and gathering together the waters he called the seas. And the God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, and those seeds in and of itself upon the earth," and it was so. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God let there be lights in the firmament in the heaven divided from the day from the night, and let them be the signs for the seasons and for the days and the years. And let them be their lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God gave the two great lights. The greater light would rule the day, and the lesser light would rule the night. And he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give them light upon the earth, and the rule over the day, over the night. And it was to divide from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly of moving creatures that have life, and the fowl may fly above the earth in open firmament of heaven." And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters were brought forth the abundance after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them to be faith, to be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature of its kind, cattle and the creeping thing and beast of the earth of it after his kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let's make a man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and all over the earth, and all over creeping things that creepeth upon the earth." So God created the man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have over the dominion of fish and of the sea, and over the fowl in the air, and over everything that moveth upon the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all earth, and every tree in which the fruit of a yielding seed to you shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, to every fowl in the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given you every herb for a meal." And it was so. And God saw everything that he made, and beheld it was good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Chapter 2. Thus heaven and the earth were finished, all and all of the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work from Adam he made, and he rested on the seventh day and from his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and it sanctified it, because he had rested from all his work in which God created and made. And these are generations of heavens and the earth were created in the land of God and made the earth and the heavens. And the plant of the field before it was in the earth, and the herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But when it went up from the midst of the earth and watered the whole face of the ground, and the Lord God formed a man of dust and of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils and breathed of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward of in Eden, and there he put the man who he had formed, and put on the ground, and the God made the Lord to grow, and every tree he planted that was pleasant to sight and good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, the tree knowledge of good and evil, and the river out to Eden to water the garden from thence, and it was parted, became the four heads, and the name of the first is Pison, which compassionate in the whole land of Havilah, and there was gold, and the gold of that land is good, and the beldam, and the ox stone, and the name of the second river is called Gihon, the same is that compassed is the whole land of Ethiopia, and the third river is Hiddekel, that is where it goes towards east of Ezra. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord took man and put him onto the Garden of Eden to dress and to keep it up. And the Lord God commanded the man saying, of every tree in the garden thou mayest freely eat, but the tree of knowledge of the good and evil Thou shalt not eat of it, for the day thou shalt eat therefore, they shall surely die. And the Lord God said, it was not good that man should be alone. I will make him a help to meet for him. And out of the ground the Lord formed the beasts in the field, and every fowl in the air, brought them unto Adam, to see what he will call them. And whatsoever Adam called the creatures is what we call them thereforth. And Adam gave the names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air, to every beast in the field. But Adam there was not found and help meet for him. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead henceforth. And as the rib the Lord God had taken the man, made a woman, and brought him unto the man. And Adam said, a new bone from my bones, and the flesh of my flesh, you should be called a woman, because she is taken from man, and therefore we should always leave the father and his mother, shall cleave unto the woman, and shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.